Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And who may have summertime sadness more this year than summer-related business owners? Now a call in for people who own or work at summer-oriented businesses. The question, how bad is it? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You know, sometimes around this time of year, we do a how hot is it call in. Have you ever heard those? But this year it never got hot. Just four 90-degree days with the hottest topping out at 91. So a call-in now for people who own or work at summer-oriented businesses on the question, how bad is it this summer? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Has your business taken a hit? Or just tell us some stories of what this almost summerless summer has been like where you are. No official heat wave, which is 3 days in a row of 90-plus. It's the coolest summer in a decade in the New York area. So how has this mild weather affected you ice cream truck drivers, you boardwalk vendors, anyone else listening right now who owns or works at a summer-oriented business? 212-433-WNYC. Some examples that we know of, many boardwalk businesses at Coney Island have reported a slump in summer sales, although one vendor told the New York Post that they've sold a lot of hoodies this year. Interesting that they were stocking the hoodies. Another employee who's been running one of the boardwalk games for the past 45 summers said in that article, this season has been the strangest because the boardwalk just clears out at night. Now that's weird. Is everyone that much of a cold wimp? Has it really been too cold if it's like 60 degrees to be on the boardwalk? Report in, boardwalk business workers. Is this actually happening? Does the boardwalk clear out at night if you're at Coney Island or Long Beach Island, wherever you are? 212-433-9692. How bad is it? Any lifeguards listening right now? What can you report from your summer perch watching the swimmers? Are there swimmers? Have you noticed a drop in pool attendance? Are the fish behaving differently if you're a lifeguard at the ocean? 212-433-9692. A New York Times article from last week reported that attendance at city pools is down 7% from last year. But that's just a stat, and that's just the public pools. What are you seeing at your local pool, public, private, whatever, that makes this summerless summer different? 212-433-9692. Tell us a story. Now, business owners, have you changed your tactics at all? Have you done anything different at this time of year, this year, to encourage customers? We heard of one ice cream truck that, rather than staying parked as much as it normally did in the summer, has been moving around the neighborhood because the customers aren't coming to them. And people on some of those blocks, our correspondent reports, are not happy that they keep hearing those ice cream truck bells when the truck keeps circling the blocks in the neighborhood that's its beat. The bells of desperation on the ice cream truck, one indicator of the economics of this summerless summer. So how about you? If you own or work at a summer-oriented businesses, how are you compensating and how bad is it? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take your calls after this, and we'll also throw in a stat that I read tells us that you should not stop believing in global warming because of what we've had here in New York this summer. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our call-in for owners or employees of summer-related businesses. How bad is it? in this almost summerless summer of 2014. 212-433-WNYC. And really interesting is that a lot of people calling up so far are calling to say how happy they are in their summer-related businesses, like KB in Newark. Hi, KB. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
Good. What you got?
Hey, now I was commenting, like, because I do a landscaping. I have a landscaping business. And this summer, this summer compared to 2010, way better. Because in 2010, no matter how much water I brought with me, I always had to stop and get more. It didn't happen to me not once this summer, and I feel great about that.
In other words, it hasn't been so hot, so you can do your landscaping work and you're not burning out. But why do you compare it to 2010 in particular?
Because that year was absolutely ridiculous. It seemed like every day almost. I mean, I know that's somewhat of an exaggeration, but looking back on it, almost every day that I had to go out, it was like 90 degrees.
Oh, that was the super hot summer.
Humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, KB, keep it up. Good luck out there. On the other hand, Joe in Long Beach, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
All right. How about you?
I wish I could say it's doing better, but I got this ice cream truck in Long Beach, and usually, you know, when the summers are much hotter, I'm selling a lot more ice creams, but this summer it's been terrible. I've taken a real dent in my business. You know, the kids aren't coming around. You know, there's not as many people at the beach because it's just not that hot out, you know. I'd say I've taken like a 30% cut in my business, you know. I might as well be selling cappuccinos, you know. It's so cool out there.
So what's the number one selling ice cream when they do sell?
Oh, almond. Toasted almond, for sure. Everybody loves toasted almond.
Toast and almond, really?
Oh, yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, I think it's not the first. I like it. It's not the first one I personally choose to get, but that's interesting. Okay, report from Long Beach. People are buying the toasted almond bars. Joe, good luck out there. Hope you do well in the little heat wave that's expected this week. 212-433-WNYC. How about surfers, paddleboarders, anyone else who spends a lot of time in the water during the summer? Have you been going in the water? Friend of mine who went on vacation in Maine for the first time this summer told me that she got a wetsuit. She said all her life, she grew up in Ireland, and she said, all of my life I never had a wetsuit. I just never went in the water, in the North Waters. So maybe now around here, the wetsuit selling companies should have been ramping it up earlier this summer. I don't know if you were. 212-433-9692 for people associated with summer-oriented businesses. How bad is it? Sean in Huntington, you're on the air. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
Good. What you got? What's your business?
I have a company, Easy East Adventure Outfitters, and we're a stand-up paddleboard company. I also represent a paddleboard company, Riviera Paddle Surf. So following the weather trends relates directly to my business. So this year was super slow in the beginning, just like you mentioned before, the water being so cold going into the summer. A lot of people weren't getting into the water. Later on, though, we more than made up for it because without that intense heat, people have been super, super active.
So they're coming back.
Oh, yeah. You know, as soon as that water warmed up, without those, you know, 100-degree days, people stay out on the water all day. Like another caller mentioned before, they don't run out of drinking water. They're able to, you know, just hop in the water and cool off. It's a type of heat that's escapable.
Yeah. Good. Sean, thank you very much. And I guess I've been asking, how bad is it? I could be asking for some of you, how good is it? Maybe certain kinds of summer businesses, like Sean was just talking about, the paddleboard business picking up under the particular conditions of this year later in the season. Maybe I should be asking, how good is it for some of you others who own different kinds of summer-oriented businesses? Maybe if you're, I don't know, renting bicycles, more people are willing to go out and ride in the middle of July and August or whatever. So how bad is it? How good is it? 212-433-WNYC. Jennifer in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Ryan. I have a dog hiking business, NYC Doggies Dog Hiking. We pick up dogs in the city and take them out to the mountains for the day.
No, you're kidding. I saw this on my screen, dog hiking business, and I thought, oh, she has a dog walking business, and my screener wrote hiking. You actually take dogs hiking.
Yeah, we take them out into the mountains for a full day, hiking and swimming, and it's a bit counterintuitive, but business has been great this summer because in previous summers during the heat waves, people tend to cancel hikes. They're afraid it's going to be too dangerous for their dogs to be out in that weather. So,
do you go with the owners or do you just take the dogs?
We just take the dogs.
Really?
We do groups of three, four. Yeah. Yeah. Best job in the world.
Why have a dog if you're not going to take it hiking yourself?
Because you have to go to work.
Because people are busy. So, so this is like an outing for the dog so that the dog doesn't just get walked. The dog actually has an experience.
Running, it's off-leash, yes, off-leash.
So what does it cost to send your dog hiking for a day with you?
It's $85 for a regular hike.
How many hours is that, door to door?
They're out of the house for about 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Can you tell?
It's a good deal if you send your dog for an hour dog walk a day for $25 or $30.
Yeah, right.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah, I guess.
So, NYC Doggies is our,
Okay.
is our name.
So you can plug NYC Doggies. Are there certain hikes that dogs like the best? Do they like to go up mountains? Do they like flat? Do they like to be near lakes?
We always go where there's water in the summertime, and they all love the lakes. Even the ones who don't swim, they learn to wade in the water. But, yeah, mountains, woods, trails, a little bit of meadow. They love to run around in the meadows, too, at the end. So
no cycling, no dog bicycling, right?
I've done it before with the dogs that are active. Yeah.
How?
Yeah, mountain biking.
How?
They
sit on the seat and you teach them to pedal?
No. I've been on my bike.
Oh, your bike.
And we go mountain biking and they run along that are really active and hard to exercise.
That makes sense. Okay, Jennifer, thanks a lot. Good luck
out
there.
Thanks so much, Brian. Bye.
Charlie at the Jersey Shore. Hi, Charlie. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me. My comment is I work for a transportation company. Essentially what I do is I drive a 15-passenger van.
Mm-hmm.
This is in southern Monmouth County, and we take people a lot of times, dispatches from there, and for the most part, it's rental houses, out to the bars, and when they're out of the bar, we take them to and from, and we had a really good June and July, and business was going really well, and just like you were observing, in August, it sort of cooled down a little bit, noticed definitely less numbers than what we were having in July, but the weather kind of affects our business because we depend on those people coming down for the weekend, of course.
If I'm understanding you correctly, why would the nightlife, this is the question I was asking before when I read that, New York Post excerpt about the boardwalk at Coney Island, why would the summer weather affect the nightlife? If it's 60 degrees out, even if it's 50 degrees out, which it's not, why wouldn't people, be going out to bars and restaurants?
Well, it's because we have a lot of people coming from Hoboken and New York, so they kind of plan their whole weekend around that. At least that's how I perceive it. And so we'll notice it, a lot of times we pick up from the trains, too, on a Friday night. And if we have less people, if they say, okay, I'm not going to get the full use of this weekend by being able to hit the beach in the day and then go out at night, I feel like that kind of slows people down a little bit.
All right.
But, yeah, that's a good question because, at night, if they're going to be in the bars, the weather isn't going to affect that
too
much.
Right? Good luck with the end game this weekend.
Thank you, Brian.
Simeon in New Paltz, you're on WNYC. Hi, Simeon.
Hi, how are you doing today? Brian,
okay.
Great show.
Thank
I'd
you.
Like to talk about rock climbing and high exposure guide service. I'm a guide with them, and we are super busy this summer because with the cooler weather, people aren't so apprehensive to come out and rock climb because once you get above 45 feet, you're above the tree line on the cliffs, and it gets very hot, and you get stuck up there, and it'll cook you.
The gonks.
Yep, exactly. Great rock climbing area. The escarpment there is almost all facing the sun. And people are very shrewd nowadays, and they know that if they're, repeat clients, that if it's hot and humid, they really don't want to come out there and be stuck in the sun this year because it's been so beautiful. And the weekend's been predicted, which is really important as well. Remember that they've been predicting nice weather from, like, Monday on.
Right.
And that changes everything as well. So then people say, oh, this weekend's going to be beautiful. Let's go up. Let's get a guide. And let's go rock climbing all day because it's supposed to be 78, 82 degrees and zero humidity.
A good summer for the rock climbing business around New Paltz. Simeon, thanks a lot. By the way, I mentioned that for you science deniers in the audience, I would have a little factoid here. We saw in the Times that even though we're experiencing this very cool summer here in the Northeast, last month was the fourth warmest July recorded ever planet-wide. So there's some ammunition for the next person who tells you, see, global warming is a hoax. Last month was the fourth warmest July on record, if you look worldwide, just not here. Julie in Chatham, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. I am the owner of a small dog walking pet sitting business in the Chatham area, and this summer has been absolutely the best in the 10 years that I've been doing this business. Some summers I've had to come home and take multiple showers and get right back out there, but this summer has been absolutely divine, absolutely a pleasure to walk the dogs.
What do you do as a pet sitter?
I go to their homes for either business trips or vacations, take care of cats, dogs, small reptiles, rabbits, a variety of animals, and feed, change litters, and just make sure that they're well taken care of while their owner is on their vacation or their business trip.
What kind of small reptiles are people keeping these days?
I have taken care of lizards. I have one of my own. I also have a snake. I have not yet been asked to take care of a snake, but I would be comfortable doing that as well.
Do you walk a snake?
No, I do not. I only walk dogs.
It sounds so sedentary. You know, dogs can go for hikes. Did you know that?
I did. I heard your previous caller. Yes.
Thanks, Julie.
I took them for a good 25-minute walk.
Good. Glad it's been a good summer. Thanks to all of you for your calls on how bad is it or how good is it for your summer-oriented business in the summerless summer of 2014.